Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and praise the Lord. God bless you. What a blessing it is to be here with you once again here on the Heavenly Host broadcast. And this is the fifth day of our new creation, your new creation. Thank you so much for being here with yours truly, Lisa Marie, here on the Stars of Heaven Network. And as always, it's a blessing to be here with you, to break bread, and to minister to you all things that pertain to life and godliness. And it's been about a week since I've been on air with you, and I tell you, I'm still really basking in the anointing and the new thing the Lord is doing with the Brides of Christ Women's Ministries, as well as with myself, amen, because without me being saved, born again of the water and the Spirit, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardon of my sins, the forgiveness of sin, I wouldn't be here. Amen. Declaring to you the word of the Lord. And I tell you what a blessing it is that you have joined me on today. And I'm excited to be here with you, to minister more with you, to you, the new creation. Amen. A new creation, the eighth wonder. And I tell you what a blessing it is to share this with you. And it's looking like, much as I might want to come on the air with you this month, I'm seeing that I'm really allowing the Lord to lead and guide me in when to come, as I should, because it's the Word of God said, as many as led the Spirit are the sons and daughters of God. But that is based on the really awesome work the Lord is doing with me. And I tell you, as I shared with you before, I'm on the potter's wheel. I'm not getting off. Amen. And it's just a blessing to behold this new thing. It really is. And as I've shared with you in the previous broadcast, that the Lord is doing a new thing. He's always doing a new thing. He's the Lord, that God that changeth not. Amen. He's the Ancient of Days. Amen. And what he's doing is really nothing new under the sun, but it's new in what he has declared, what his purpose is, what his will is for our life. Amen. And I tell you, I love God so much because Father God knows best. He truly does. And that will that we're we're in, amen, that wheel that we're on, amen, keeps turning, amen, because of our prayers, amen, because of walking in love, amen, which is the declaration I made on Lisa Marie's The Virgin Rain on my Twitter page in my introduction. Truly, love is the axle that keeps my world and my universe spinning, and that should be yours. I hope it's yours as well. Love is the fulfillment of all things. Love believeth all things. It hopeth all things. It endured all things. Love, at the end of the day, when it's all over, said, and done with, amen, it's going to have its say. It's going to be declared, amen. And anything that's of love, amen, is going to be good. Always good, 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 amen. So I can just stop preaching right now. I don't even have to do any more of this broadcast, because love is the thing that Jesus declared when he died on the cross for our sins. Father God, when he brought forth the plan of salvation to redeem mankind, humankind, every creature, to bring us a new heaven and to bring us a new earth, was based on love. For God so what loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, doesn't matter who you are, call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. Amen. And I tell you, it's with that simple confession, that simple declaration, that I'm here. And I tell you, I bless and praise God for what he's doing with me in my foundation. Amen. And I'm really experiencing the Lord really breaking up a lot of the fallow ground and making sure that my foundation is strong as I move into this ninth year and prepare for the new year that's coming ahead. Amen. And that would not be without me being the sheep of his pasture. Amen. The sheep of his pasture. And I tell you, I'm really excited about the Heavenly Host broadcast, because every time I come to you from the Heavenly Host broadcast, it is truly a new revelation that I get. It's a new impartation that I receive about the spiritual celestial hierarchies, amen, which are ministering spirits, amen. The Word of God says, are they not ministering spirits who are sent out to minister those who are what? Heirs of salvation, amen. And I'm an heir of salvation, and I hope today that you are an heir of salvation by way of the cross of Calvary, by way of the shed blood of Jesus on what he did on the cross of Calvary and giving his life, exchanging his life for yours, amen, and giving us a new life. And I tell you, this offering in August is really birthing a new thing in me. And that's not by the letter of the law, it's by the Spirit, amen. Because the Word of God says that the letter kill it, but the Spirit make it alive. And now more than ever am I really experiencing a lot of turbulence in my allowing him to have his way. And that's day by day, moment by moment, amen, by prayer, effectual prayers, always, everywhere, amen, as the Word of God says. So I just want you to be encouraged on today that wherever you are in your walk with the Lord, in your faith journey, amen, that you be encouraged, amen, because now more than ever am I really solidified in my understanding that this is a personal relationship, amen, and that's why the Word of God says for us to run with patience the race that he set for us. That's why Apostle Paul said, those who have ministries, wait on your ministry. And that doesn't mean just wait, sit, and be an idol, but waiting to hear what he has to say, waiting to see what the word of the Lord is for the people that he's trying to reach through you. Amen. Waiting on your ministry for you to be endowed with power on high. Amen. Overflowing to the brim. Waiting on your ministry so he can give you the knowledge that you need. Amen. So you won't be ignorant of Satan's devices. Amen. And I tell you, that waiting comes by what? Hunger. amen, and thirsting after what righteousness that you may be filled. And so I'm really excited about what he's doing, because as I move forward, even in the ministry of Robert Christ Ministries, I'm really seeing how he's preparing me for the greater and for the hereafter, amen. And with such a blessing about the celestial hierarchies that the Lord has sent to help us, amen, which we have at our disposal, amen, is that they also are manifested through the administration of the Holy Spirit, which is by what? The body of Christ, amen. The gifts of the Spirit, those who he has set in the body as it pleased him, amen. So it's a blessing for me to come to you as one of its members, amen, to edify the Lord, amen, and to praise his holy name, amen, to edify you, amen. And I tell you, this is truly the Lord our Sabbath, amen. And the blessed part about the Lord wanting us to be perfected is that he said that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Amen. And not only perfect and entire, wanting nothing, but the fact that I'm feasting. Amen. And I hope you're feasting from the marriage feast of the Lamb. Amen. And that's where we are today. Amen. If you have accepted and confessed the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, you are now sitting at the table. Amen. You are sitting at the table by invitation. Let me say that. By invitation. Amen. And because I accepted the invitation to come and dine with him. Amen. I now have rights, amen, and so do you, amen. It's important to know those rights, amen. And as I continue to bless the Lord for the 35-plus years of me being saved, I'm excited in knowing that table, glory be to God, that table that he's prepared in the presence of my enemies, amen, keeps me, hallelujah, full, amen, with the word of the Lord, amen, with the hidden manna, amen, that he rains down and feeds me from heaven, amen, by way of the word of the Lord, which I preach, which I hear, amen, from his ministers of fire. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Now, the thing that I want to just start off is by just blessing the Lord for being the good shepherd, amen, because he knows how to feed us, amen. And not only being bidden to the marriage feast of the Lamb, but being part of being the sheep of his pasture, amen. And the word of God says that he's the good porter, and he knows how to lead us in and out to find what? Pasture. Amen. And as I often share with you, and I declare to you, that you must know where your word is. Amen. Know how to locate your word. Amen. And in these last days, it's important for you to be open to the Holy Spirit and to every junction, in every form of communication that he has chosen to reach you. And I can only speak this as a leader, because as a leader of my own life, it's important for me to stay balanced, amen. And one thing I love about diversity, and one thing I love about receiving the body of Christ, amen, at large, because as Jesus said, I have many sheep that's not of this fold, is being fed. Amen. So, you know, the blessing part about being open and being made perfect and entire is not having many teachers. No. It's not about having many teachers, because the word of God says he that had many teachers will receive the greater condemnation. But it's simply having an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. And him leading and guiding you to your word. And I'm saying that because when you attach yourself to something because it's comfortable, or a people or a leader because it's comfortable, or because you like that person and your feelings and emotions, which is a very dangerous thing to do, because we shouldn't be in our feelings and emotions about anything when it comes to the spirit, because in a moment, in a second, things can shift and happen. And today we can be saved today, and tomorrow we can be fall. Amen. But again, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. But the important thing is to understand that let the Lord lead and guide you. Amen. He said, he that begun a work in you will finish it. He is the author and finisher of our faith. And that does not mean that you don't be faithful and committed. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that his banner over us is love. He is our high tower. He is our lighthouse. He is our morning star, amen, that we follow. He's the bright morning star. He is Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, amen. He is the one and only person who can lead us through this walk of salvation. Amen. And yes, we have help along the way. And I'm saying that because many people have gotten stuck, or even gotten to idolatry with some things and some people. And Jesus said, when he said to the disciples, "Lovest thou these more than me?" Amen. You loving thing more than Jesus. That's a problem. Amen. And so God knows how to switch it up. He knows how to keep us on our toes. Amen. And that's why it's really important for you to hunger and thirst after righteousness and to search with him with all your heart. I'm going to say that again. Search for him, the spirit of truth, God alone. Amen. With all your heart, you shall find him. Amen. And that's what I love about God. He knows how to draw us out. He knows how to woo us. Amen. He knows how to keep our attention. And I tell you, being married to the Lord, amen, because I'm not espoused anymore. I'm not engaged. I'm married. I'm married to him. Amen. He's my husband, man. Glory be to God. I feel a preaching anointing on me right now. He's my husband, man. Amen. And being my husband, he knows what I need. He knows I supply my need. I let him supply my needs. Amen. According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He knows how to keep me balanced. He knows how to keep you balanced. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. And in this ninth year reign of Christ in my life, this message series, The Eight Wonder, again, is truly doing a new thing. Amen. And as I share with you in the introduction of my montage, amen, at brideofchrist.org, I've been focusing on the Eight Wonder. Amen. And I know I said in the next broadcast I was going to minister on the jewels, and I pray I'm able to get to that before this broadcast expires. If not, I'll just pick it up in the next broadcast. But I really, 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 really wanted to take my time and just share with you the genesis of what God is doing in this new thing. Amen. And every day is a new day. I need you to remember that. You need to remember that. Declare that every day. Declare your new day. Declare your new morning, despite what you see. Every day we wake up with breath in our body, it's a new thing. Amen. So don't squander it. Don't waste it. The thing you're going to have to do in doing that is forgetting those things which are beyond. Amen. Choosing just to let go of some things. Amen. And some things are easier said than done. Yes, it is. But, if you look at it as a whole, you can become overwhelmed. Deliverance is the children's bread. It's our staple. And he said little by little bit when he drove out the enemy. So the way that you deal with a thing that's probably eating at you or getting at you is a little bit at a time. Amen. And that's crying out. That's choosing to let go. That's choosing to make a decision every day, every minute, to reach out for help. biblically and therapeutically. If you need to go get some professional help, do it. I mean, I've done it. I continue to do it. Amen. But however God chooses to heal you, amen, will be his joy. Amen. Will be his will and his way. Amen. And healing, amen, is the thing that the Lord is always doing in our life. And healing means to what? Bring back together, amen, to mend, to blend, amen, to make whole, amen. And truly our faith can and will make us whole, amen. Our faith has made thee whole. And that's what the Lord declared to one whom he healed. He said, your faith has made you whole, amen. And so one thing that I so love about not only being saved, but being spiritual. And this is for anyone who is spiritual, whatever your belief is, whatever your spirituality is. If you are serving and believing rightfully, amen, because the manifestation of any spirituality should be righteousness, it should be purity. The blessing part about that is that once you get established in your spirituality, you get established in your belief, that it will serve you. Simply, it will serve you. Amen. And that's what I so love about my faith at this time in my life. My faith is working for me. My spirituality is working for me. Why? Because I've practiced it. I put it into practice. And not only that, I embody it. It's who I am. Amen. And so I just wanted to make that statement to you. It's not God's will for you to be working to try to be saved or try to be anything. Amen. Once I declared Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, from the day I accepted him when I was in my 20s, amen, it was receiving proper discipleship, and it became the process of learning how to what? Love him. Amen. Because whatever your spirituality is, you would be serving it or worshiping it if you didn't love it. Amen. Unless you was something demonic. But for me, it's love. Glory be to God. I am saved. I am sanctified through the Holy Spirit. I come to you. I live my life because I love him, because he's a real person. He's a good God. He's a loving Father. He's a loving Savior. Amen. He's a loving resurrected Savior. So anything that you do, love again should be the foundation. Amen. And I just wanted to share that with you because many people are working with works to be. Amen. And I am because he is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I want to declare that to you right now. Just be right. Be ye holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. Amen. And so in the state of being, amen, because of him, amen, you'll be all right. Amen. It is well. All is well with my soul. All is well with you. Amen. So that's why it's important for us to stand by faith. Amen. It's not a works, lest any man should boast. Glory be to God. Now, the thing that he gave me for this broadcast, and one of the things that I want to share with you is what he spoke to me regarding the eighth wonder, him being the resurrection of life. Hallelujah. And the word of God says, Saint Apostle Paul said in Revelation, he that has done good to the resurrection of life shall receive good, and he that has done evil to the resurrection of life shall receive evil. Amen. The resurrection of life, which is the third person of the Trinity, the Godhead bodily, in the representative of God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit, we're going to be accountable for how we treat the Holy Spirit. We really will. And that's why it's a big whoa to those who are hypocritical, those who take the name of the Lord in vain, those who use his name and say the Lord said when he has not said. Jesus. Amen. So he says that signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. Amen. And this is what he wanted me to declare to you. And see, now I'm not going to be able to get to the jewel part, but I'll do that in another broadcast. But I want to get this, declare this to you. He said, signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. In my name, let me go there real quick. Let's go to Mark. Mark the 16th chapter, the 9th through the 19th verse. And I'm going to paraphrase this and summarize this real quick for time's sake. Because he said to me that the manifestation of the Holy Ghost, and this is real, this is elementary, this is 101, salvation 101. Amen. And people get tripped up and deceived and bewitched because they have left the simplicity of the gospel. Amen. And revelation has become so stretched. Amen. Or the prophetic has become so stretched because of the imagination of man and all this other stuff. And I'm praising and thanking God that he's tightening my belt. And he's really revealing to me and showing me how he wants me to really minister his word in this 9th year and moving forward. Definitely, as always, according to his expression. Amen. And I thank God for that. Amen. There's a lot of foolish jesting and a lot of other stuff and personalities and ego and stuff that has really tainted the prophetic. Amen, and really have watered down and really have marred the simplicity of the gospel. Amen, and people have gone off into these tangents and these other realms, and they're really in the abyss and all this other stuff, and they're so far from the foundational word of God. It's a shame. But back to Mark, the 16th chapter, the 9th through 19th verse, where he says, signs and wonders shall follow them that believe, that in my name, amen, in my name, amen. And again, if you do anything that is not in his name, and he has not endowed you with power, amen, to manifest signs and wonders, amen, then that's a woe. And that's a trouble, amen, and that's a lying wonder on top of that, amen, a sign and a lying wonder, because God has got, you know, signs and wonders should be following my name, amen, my personality, my influence. He said in my name, and these signs shall follow them that what believe in my name. That believe in my name, and in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. And when he gave me this to share with you on today, he said that these things will be the manifestation that follow. Keyword, follow them that believe. And he said, in order for these signs and wonders to follow, he said, you have to be in front. Amen. You have to be in the lead. Amen. And the devil has really got this thing real twisted, because many people think they go to church and they have a good, go to church and they hear a good message from the preacher, and they go home and they come home with that message, amen, from the preacher, amen, and their womb is dead. It's satanic, amen. And so he didn't say in your pastor's name, amen. He said in my name. And so if it's in his name, we must what? Be in his image, in his likeness, amen. Must have his what? Spirit, amen. He said they should cast out devils. That means that we decree and declare, we speak to a thing, it's supposed to happen. It will happen because it's in his name. And they can speak with new tongues. Amen. New tongues is what? A new language. Amen. And new tongues means a heavenly language, different languages. Amen. They shall take up serpents. Amen. Take up serpents, which means that snake. Amen. If he again invites you somewhere, the Lord said, "Oh, accept the invitation. It's okay. I got you." If you drink anything daily, if you offer anything to drink by that serpent that you accept the invitation by, he said, if you drink it, it won't hurt you. Amen. And that's a message in itself. But it says, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm or hurt them. Amen. And that's why it's so important to only drink from the cup of the living water. That's why it's so important to drink from the living waters in the midst of paradise. Amen. He said, they shall lay hands on the sick. I mean, we have the power of God flowing through us. My hands is anointed. Amen. We're anointed with the anointing of healing. If we lay hands at the point of contact upon people, because the anointed one in us and through us and upon us, he said, but they shall recover. Amen. Now, the thing that blessed me so much in him speaking this to me about these signs following them that believe, and how important it is for you to make sure you're in the rightful position in being a follower of him, but also that you have been given the authority and the power to be in front, to take the lead. If you are doing these things, is that he said that these things will be proof, will be the proof of life and be proof of my resurrection. And not only proof of life, that I'm in you, amen, but of your witness of me. Amen. Because we are his disciples, as a disciple, and being sheep of his pasture. Now, he went on to say that the blessing of your witness is those who believe your testimony, who believe the signs and wonders that are following you. Amen. And those who believe in and even on my name. Remember, Jesus said, even those who believe on my name shall be what? Saved. So there's a blessing, hallelujah, in your witness. Amen. You ain't got to be some big-time preacher, or we all are witnesses. If you're saved and you're sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and you are his witnesses, and you can be a witness right where you are. And those who believe on your testimony, he said the blessing of those who believe and receive you will be that they will be saved. Now, let me go to that real quick, that scripture real quick, because that's what he gave me regarding those who receive you, that they will be saved. But he said, it's a blessing that you're even listening to this broadcast, because if you believe it, you shall be saved. Here we go. The 15th chapter says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the what? World, and preach the gospel to what? Every creature. Amen. He that believe it and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believe it shall not be what? Damned. Amen. So I watch the very witness of the power of God. Amen. And again, we are living epistles, better men. Amen. I don't have to carry a big thumping Bible and quote scriptures every day for the glory of God to be manifested. Absolutely not. That's why he said, let your star so shine, let your light so shine, that men may see your good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Amen. Because your light is going to declare the Shekinah glory upon your life, is going to declare he's with you. Amen. And people can see it. People can see your light. People can see the glory of God upon you. You can see his favor upon you. Amen. So, Let me get through with that part, because that's what he said about those who receive you will be saved. Amen. And that receiving is respecting as well. Amen. A person doesn't have to receive you because they know you're saved. Sometimes people, people, they don't even, they see something with me that is something different. And it's something different. They see, but they don't know, but, you know, that is Christ, you know, and I don't never have to tell them. You know, that's why he said, let your light so shine. Amen. And it's real dangerous when you not only reject, but attack someone who is saved, his anointed, anybody for that matter. But I want to say that because many people don't understand that it's not just about, it's not a Bible contest. It's not a preacher contest or ministry contest. It's all about him. Amen. Now, the resurrection of life, as he said, I am the resurrection of life. And that the resurrection of life will unbraid our unbelief and our hardness of heart. It will unbraid our unbelief and hardness of heart. And because the word of God declares that by the gospels, me and heart shall be revealed. Amen. I'm going to go there real quick to the 14th verse. And this is after he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and unbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And this is a real danger. And this is, he's talking about believers, because again, he went to, sent to, he appeared to what? The 11. Those who believed on his name, those that walked with him. This word is for those who believe. Amen. The believer who go to church every day, who say, holler Jesus and call his name out. But when he appears to you, amen, or when God sent those to tell you he's risen or to declare the message to you, you reject them. Amen. And so he said, I unbraided them with their belief in the hardness of heart. And he unbraided them by, what, again, his word. Amen. And that's another thing that he wanted me to share with you regarding having a hardness of heart or unbelief or not receiving him. Amen. Because him being the eighth wonder, being the all in all, amen, being the King of Kings, the Lords and Lords, he knows how to reach us and how to manifest us. And it's a real danger of being bewitched. It's a real danger of being displaced by false teaching and false doctrine. It's a real danger in following people based on your feelings and your emotions, amen, and from a soulish place, amen. He said when he appeared to them, the 11, he had to unbraid their unbelief, amen, and the hardness of their heart. And that's the same thing today. We can have hardness of heart because of a lot of times things that we suffer as disciples, amen, as Christians. But that's why it's so important to keep your relationship with the Holy Trinity close, amen, and not let fear of things that even happen in the world around you or in your world, in your universe, in your environment, not to cause it to cause your heart to become what? Hardened. Amen. As a result of disappointment of things that has not happened. But let me go on and share with you a few more things that he gave me for you, because he said, as I begin to manifest the eighth wonder myself, which he likened into Daniel in the lion's den. Remember the story about Daniel in the lion's den when he was Meshach and Abednego, and how he was the third person in there with them. He said that's exactly what it is today. He said, behold, I never leave you nor I forsake you, but I'll be with you even to the end of the world. And we have to believe that he will be with us, amen, despite what we go through, amen, and not taking it personal. Yes, he's a God that's touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but you got to shake that stuff off, because, again, it is the Christ in us that we are supposed to be illuminating, amen? We're supposed to be mirroring, amen? And that's why it's so dangerous to be in flesh and self, amen? Now, the thing that he spoke to me about the eighth wonder and him coming in a very new, fresh way is that he can appear in any form. He can appear in any form. And it's real dangerous when you're not cannot discern the Lord. Amen. And it's important for us to be able to discern him. And let me go there quickly in the scripture in Mark, because everything that he gave me was in Mark. And it's important for us, you know, not to be bewitched. Amen. To the point where we can't identify him. That's why it's important to protect your eye gate, your ear gate. It's why it's important to really study the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's so important to receive the spirit of truth. Now, here it is, verse 12. It says that after that, he appeared in another form unto the two as they walked and went into the country. Amen. So as they was going along preaching the gospel, amen, fulfilling their commission, and as they went into another country, he appeared in another form unto them. Amen. So the Lord can take on any form that he chooses. Amen. It's important for us to be able to, again, recognize and discern the Lord when he comes. And that's really important for us to do as we move forward in this new thing. Amen. I'm going to end on that, because when I get back, when I come back, I'm going to share with you and start and minister to you about the new dominion, more about the new dominion, and how important it is for you as the bride of Christ, amen, as members of the body, according to your heavenly vocation, amen, heavenly calling and your earthly vocation, how it's important for you to understand that the Holy Spirit is moving, amen. He's always moving, amen, moving inside of us, rearranging us, amen, and how important for you is important for you day by day to let him speak to you and appear to you, and how he chooses to manifest himself. Amen. So with that, I'm going to say God bless you and thank you so much for being here on the Heavenly Hosts broadcast. And as always, I'm going to upload this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. If I'm not with you on tomorrow on Lisa Marie's Sunday brunch, Bride's Bubbly and Brunch, I will come back later in the week. Or as always, post something on my Facebook and my Twitter feed for you to read. What a blessing it is to know that you're alive today, amen, and you're well, amen, and all is well with your soul, despite what you see, amen. Peace, blessings, and much love. I will speak with you soon. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your day. Love you.